Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here. We're praying through scriptures from the Seven Deadly Friendships. Today's comes from one of my most favorite books in the Bible, 2 Corinthians. And I know it seems kind of like a random book to be one of your favorites, but I truly love that book. And many years ago, almost 20 years ago now, I created my own Bible study around it. So loved it that much. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 11 13 through 15 in the CEB says this: "Such people are false apostles and dishonest workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. It's no great surprise that when his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm thankful for the words of Paul here that echo what you said to us, Jesus, when you walked this earth. You warned us many times about wolves in sheep's clothing. You warned us many times about people who deceive. And so I'm just grateful for yet another reminder. I so naively felt for many years that these kinds of verses were just for the early church. That, you know, the church was starting, and so therefore everything was kind of harsh, and we had to be really on the lookout for all these people, you know, breaking in and trying to, you know, malign the cause of Christ in the very infancy of the church. But I've realized that these are actually verses for all time. And as I've walked this earth a few decades now, I have sadly run into folks who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. I never would have thought that had I not gone into ministry and experienced it. And so, Lord, I pray for my own church, the church that I attend, that if there are folks like that in leadership, that you would weed them out, that you would help them to become successful elsewhere. Well, actually not successful, but that they would be found out, Lord. And I pray for the person listening here today that if they're attending a church that has someone who's disguising themselves as an apostle of Christ, that you would shine your light on that. I'm seeing it so much, Lord. I see your heart. I see the cleaning of the house of God that you are doing. You are shining the light on hypocrisy. You're shining the light on abuse. You're shining the light on secrets. You're shining the light on plagiarism within the church. You're shining the light on some pretty hefty issues that we seemingly have gotten away with for decades, and yet now you're shining a holy light on them. So I'm grateful for that, and I pray that it would continue. In light of that, Lord, I also pray that my heart would be pure before you. We pray for hearts that don't disguise ourselves or try to pretend, but that we actually are light. We actually are experiencing your presence. We actually are surrendering to you. We actually are following hard after you, going down the pathway that you would have for us. I pray for discernment with folks like this, because for me, I am very convinced by words. And so I pray that these words somehow would ring hollow to us, that there would be like a catch in our spirit of knowing, wait a minute, that person maybe seems too good to be true or overly friendly or whatever it is. Lord, just give us that kind of discernment that we need to know who these deceivers are. Lord, again, I've prayed this before the past couple months, but keep our eyes alert and our hearts alert and our minds alert to the battle going on around us, the spiritual battle. Help us to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes with the gospel of peace. I can't remember all the things I just said, but you know what they are. Help us to put on that armor every single day as we wake up, as we pull on our own shoes. Help us to put on your shoes and your armor. So, Lord, help us not to be naive of the schemes of the devil. Help us not to be oblivious. Help us not to live in an unreal world where there is no evil, because this is a broken world. It is an evil world, and the prince of the power of the air is, for a time, exercising his control until he has his demise. So, Lord, give us that holy kind of vision and discernment to know what is evil and what is not, because I think the enemy knows that if he comes off full evil, we'll be like, oh yeah, that's totally evil. But if he disguises himself and uses Christian words and even scripture, then it's harder for us to discern. So I do pray for that discernment today. And I just pray a blessing over the people listening today, that you would set them free from worry, from stress, from money worries, and from relational strife. You would give them a brand new perspective on the day, that you would lift those depressive thoughts, and you would lift them above the situation that they've been stuck and mired in, and help them to see that you do see them, you are for them, and you do love them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. I would love to share with you another iTunes review, and this one comes from Rev GW, so I don't know who that is, but they said, Mary, keep up the fantastic shows. I love every single one of them. He did say who it is. It's from Dr. Gregory Williams in Houston, Texas. He's a great guy. I just had the pleasure of meeting him recently. So thank you, Dr. Greg, and thank you, all of you who have added your reviews. You can do that on iTunes and Stitcher. And without further ado, I hope you have an amazing day, and you feel that even if you're overwhelmed, that you sense the presence of God walking alongside you.